Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Clay Myers talking about the World Livestock Auctioneer Championships in just a moment.
Once a calf leaves the home place, they're sent off into the real world, where they'll face the real elements. Alone, exposed, vulnerable to chilling winds and angry skies. It's where all kinds of hungry respiratory viruses, monstrous bacteria, and dangerous predators lurk. So you'd better make sure they're protected. Enter Pyramid 5 plus Pre-Sponse SQ. Pyramid 5 plus Pre-Sponse SQ provides broad protection against key respiratory enemies, and it is specifically labeled to protect against the most common type of BVDV in the country, type 1B. Because when the real world is relentless, you'd better have relentless respiratory protection to match. Visit PyramidVaccines.com and talk to your veterinarian about Pyramid 5 plus Pre-Sponse SQ today.
It's the signature event of the Livestock Marketing Association, the trade group that represents livestock auction barns and others involved in livestock marketing across this country and up into Canada as well. And the owner of the Texoma Livestock Market, Texoma, Oklahoma, Clay Myers, is this year's chairman of the Livestock Marketing Association's World Livestock Auctioneer Championship Committee, the steering committee that's operating the three regional qualifiers and then the World Livestock Championship Finals that'll happen next June in Tulare, California. Clay, tell us about what goes on to get put all this all together.
Well, Ron, it just don't start overnight. This has been in the making for a little over a year. We knew we was going to have this particular Midwest region here at Holdenville. Plus, we will have a Western region at Delta, Colorado, and ending up in Georgia with the Eastern region this year. We try to stay a couple of years ahead on picking our contest and where the World Championship's going to be. And there's a lot of folks that work hard throughout the year to try to put one of these things on. And I'm not talking only with the LMA staff. I'm talking with the market owners that are beholding this. And it's a testament here today. The guys at Holdenville have done a fantastic job. They've got some outstanding cattle here, and they're moving them through the ring, and it's adding to a lot of excitement.
Now tell me a little bit about, you actually have a total of 33 contestants here, and just a few of them will be able to go on to Tulare.
Yes, we'll take the top 10 out of this particular region from each region, plus the Canadian champion has a bye. If they win the Canadian championship, they have a bye into our world championship. And with 32 contestants here today being in the Midwest, there is a lot of really, really good competition here, just some outstanding auctioneers. There's going to be some guys that are disappointed today.
Yeah. Now, this is kind of at the heart of what an auction market is all about, that price discovery, isn't it?
Absolutely, absolutely. That's what we try to do with these regional contests, to showcase the true price discovery and auction method of marketing livestock. It's been around a long time, and it's still the best way to get the top dollar for your cattle. Why have one bid on them when you can have them all bid on them?
You've been in the business for a while. What's changing? In other words, from the time you've entered to now, what's different about this auction business?
Oh, well, that's kind of hard to say. I want to think I'm still young at this, but maybe I've been around longer than I think. But the people have changed a little bit, and with the advent of course, ring scales and weighing the cattle before they come in the ring, and all of that has changed it up a little bit. And the availability of buyers now with media and phones and everything, you can get your cattle out, internet auction. Most of these guys are live on the internet anymore, and that gets your market out to a lot of people.
Looks like more and more people are talking about this whole issue of traceability, animal disease trace back. How are we going to be able to be successful when it comes to doing that at the speed of commerce?
Well, that's been the hardest thing, Ron, is trying to figure out how we can continue to be traceable with these cattle at the speed of commerce. We don't want to slow down the process any whatsoever, and there's been a lot of talk about high frequency, low frequency tags. I think we're a long ways yet from getting a true path to traceability, but I don't think anybody's totally against it. They just want to make sure it doesn't slow down commerce and add to the frustration that some of these producers have.
owner of the Texoma Livestock Market, Texoma, Oklahoma, Clay Meyer, who's the chairman of the steering committee for the World Livestock Auctioneer Championship here in 2018-2019. At the Midwest Qualifier for the World Livestock Auctioneer Championship held in Holdenville Livestock Market, Holdenville, Oklahoma, on Monday, Russell Sleep from Bedford, Iowa, was named the regional champion. Also qualifying to go to California was Dustin Smith from Jay, Oklahoma. He sells at the Fort Smith Livestock Market. And Dakota Davis, right on the Oklahoma-Kansas state line, coming from Caldwell, Kansas, also qualifying to go to Tulare. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron. Well, cattle producers, your next chance to buy cattle the Superior way coming up this Thursday, October 4th, Superior Video Livestock Auction starting at 8 a.m. Central Time on Dish Network Satellite 232, DirecTV Channel 603, and on SuperiorClickToBid.com. They'll be offering over 22,000 head of cattle. If you'd like details of when an estimated time a lot will sell or to preview the video, you can go to SuperiorLivestock.com or call Superior for more information, 800-422-2117. And that's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes.